This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. Today, we continue to celebrate ESPN Ithaca's teams of the decade, and this week we look back and honor a New York State championship-winning team from Moravia High School. It's brought to you by Modern Market in Moravia, and that, of course, is the 2017 Moravia Blue Devils boys basketball team who found triumph through some hardship to give the program its first ever New York State title. And their head coach, Todd Mulvaney, joins us now. And Todd, I can't believe it's already been more than 3 years. Does it feel like it's been that long, or does it still feel like it's been a pretty recent memory for you?
It still feels like a pretty recent memory. It's hard to forget that special run that we had, I guess it's 3 years ago, like you're saying, but it's one of those things I'll never forget. And I'm super proud to be part of it and fortunate to have that experience as a coach.
You know, some things you just can't explain when it comes to sports, and your team faced so much adversity throughout the course of the season. For those that don't know, one of your players, Dustin Mondix, he was involved in a very serious car accident and fought through it. Your team rallied behind him, played some really tough games, but fought through all of that. And you did it all the way to a New York State title. Do you feel like they kind of went hand in hand that season, you know, persevering through anything that really comes your way?
To be honest, Nick, I think it did. It taught us so many valuable lessons going through all of those unfortunate events throughout the year that, you know, it put things in perspective that as emotional and as disappointing losses could be, you know, we're all still waking up the next morning and going to school and going to work and coming to practice and whatnot. And I think to have that mindset that this is actually fun and, you know, life is life and this is just a game and put that in perspective to an 18-year-old's mind, it's just, you could see them transitioning from this being almost like a job to it was fun for them to play basketball again. And then when Dustin started to come around and he was at practice and communicating with us on a daily basis, you could just see that the players, their body language changed. They started smiling, having fun again, and all that pressure was gone. So, yes, I think it did. It pushed us to another level, and we got back to what we enjoyed doing, and that's just playing the game of basketball together.
And you guys had some incredible teams all throughout the decade, but you guys finally got that state championship in 2017. So what was it that factor that got you that extra step? Was it that having Dustin to rally around?
I think it was. I think that was part of it. And I think going through all of those tough games in 2010 and 2013, 2016, we were built for that moment of, we didn't want to have that disappointment again, and those guys had a chance to experience it on the losing end, and we went into that 2017 Final Four with the mindset that we're coming home and we're bringing it home this time. We're going to figure out a way to make it happen. And going through that experience with Dustin, it gave us that toughness that we could handle adversity as long as we stay together, get through all this together. And we had to do that. We had to do that in the regional game against Cooperstown, which we were in a huge deficit to start the game. And then going the next weekend against Stony Brook, we had a huge lead that we lost, and they had a chance to tie the game with like 2 seconds left. So I think finding ways to fight through those adverse situations is key. And that year, that group found a way to make it happen.
We're chatting with Todd Mulvaney, head coach of the 2017 Moravia Blue Devils boys basketball team as part of ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade, presented by Modern Market in Moravia. You know, I can still remember your starting five: Carter Flick, Jordan Crossgrove, Caleb Staten, Parker Dickinson, and Gabe Short. You know, you had a handful of kids who could come off the bench and give you some good minutes too. But what made this team gel so well out there on the court?
They spent an entire offseason together putting in work, and that's kind of how we've tried to build our teams, is having that team chemistry and having buy-in from, you know, whenever our season ends, whether it's March 17th or March 1st, and then we invest in each other and put that time in the off season so that come November 6th, when we're playing again, we're ready to go and we're trying to click on all cylinders.
And over the course of the year, called quite a few basketball games around Section 4, but one of the best environments was going up to Moravia for a game against Marathon there. So what what factor does that do those fans play, that energy that they give you every game?
We love it. I mean, as players and coaches, it's such a cool environment to be part of. And that's what makes Moravia special, is our community just totally rallies around our basketball programs. And it's an exciting place to play a game. As you said on a Friday night, when that crowd's rocking and there's a big game in town, there's nothing else like it.
You know, it's so interesting, Todd, because, you know, I've been around the program long enough to remember so many different players and so many different games and what have you. But there just really is something special about Moravia, as you kind of alluded to. So what really allows these student athletes to buy into the program? I mean, what really makes Moravia a premier small town basketball program in New York State?
I think it's the family philosophy that we have built in. Yeah. As far as the kids, they're around it at an early age, and then they go through it all the way through their high school career. But then as they graduate and become adults, and they come back to the program, and that's what makes it unique, is that it's about all of us. And I think one of the coolest parts about 2017 was receiving all of those phone calls, those text messages of our former players, that they felt that they won that game that night as well. So that was a cool experience, and it was an emotional experience, because it was about all of us that invested time into that program. You know, it feels like it's our team. It's not just this year's team.
I love it. Todd Mulvaney joining us here on BTL, head coach of the 2017 Moravia Blue Devils boys basketball team, ESPN Ithaca's Team of the Decade, presented by Modern Market in Moravia. Looking back at that 2017 season, what game do you feel like was the toughest test for you guys that season? Because you did have some really tough battles and some close losses during the regular season. But man, that regional game against Cooperstown, where you had to come back from 20 points, was wild. That Final Four game against Stony Brook was crazy, as you recalled. What was the most challenging and toughest game that you had to face?
It's a really good question. I think part of what ended that year was all of the tests we had throughout the year.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is Groton came in here and beat us in a game. Yep. In January. We were on the road and lost to a really good Trumansburg team. Had a great player in Austin Grunder. And we then traveled to Chittenango in a non-league game that we really were testing our players to see how we play against bigger schools and tougher competition. And they had I think they were a Class B finalist that year in Section 3. So we had so many tough tests throughout the course of the year that it's really hard to pick which one made us who we were. But as the easiest one, if I had to pick one, would probably be that Cooperstown game, the number one ranked team in the state going in, and a Division I guard who put 55 on us the year before. So to overcome that game and head to the New York State Final Four, I think it was a remarkable accomplishment by our players.
And Todd, we're taking care of the radio side, but our buddy Cole Johnson made a documentary recently, One Team, One Dream, One Family, about the Moravia program and all its ups and downs. So what was it like being able to relive those memories on screen?
Oh, first, let me just say, did he do an unbelievable job or what on that thing? Man, it's special. It's nice to sit back and watch somebody do something like that and to be part of it. And you know, I'm super proud to be part of this program. And I love how it just highlights so many different players and our community members and something that just makes our community and our program special. And I think it's a lot easier to watch those games than living them, because you kind of don't know the outcome, so I don't get as nervous. But it was really cool to watch. I think my favorite part, I finally got to see the bloopers last night. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see his two-disc DVD. He has a separate section where he just did some outtakes, did some bloopers. So it was good. And Cole's extremely talented, and I expect big things from him as he's transitioning to his new career.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it goes back to what you said. It's all about a family and in that sort of family feel, in the alums giving back, if you will. I think that's so cool. I think it's so much for you to be proud of. I want to go back to that Cooperstown game one more question for you. Because
yeah.
I remember broadcasting it and thinking to myself, when you guys were down, what, 20, 21 points, no way that you guys could possibly come back from a first quarter. You know, we're talking not just first quarter. We're talking about 5 minutes into the basketball game sort of mm-hmm. deficit. I mean, it was wild, the comeback that you guys had. Was there ever any worry going into the final few minutes of that first quarter? Was there ever any doubt in your mind about, you know, coming all the way back and winning that basketball game?
There was I was not hitting the panic button.
Really?
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew going into that game, you know, we had prepared, we felt extremely well for that team, and we knew that they came out and they always started games really hot. That was kind of their MO the entire year, that they would deliver that knockout blow 5 minutes in the game. So we prepared our kids for their hot start. We knew they were going to come out, and they were, now, did I know they were going to put 21 on us and we were only going to have one basket? No, I didn't expect that. But we knew that if we stayed the course and followed what we were trying to do and make the adjustments we needed to make, that we could put ourselves in the situation. And I guess, To sit back and look at it now, I didn't know we were going to be in that big of a hole, but I think our kids just believed in what we said all week, and I honestly looked at them in the huddle, and they didn't panic. They were ready to keep chipping away and keep chipping away, and that's kind of what we did. And as what we saw there was, as we scored a few baskets here, a few baskets there, we got more stops, they started panicking, and they weren't used to that situation, because they had dominated that entire year.
Yeah.
You know, they were averaging close to 80 points a game, and they were winning by 30 plus every night. So they weren't used to being in that situation. And I think our kids were prepared to face the team that we were facing. I mean, they were arguably one of the best teams in Class C in the entire state that year.
You win that game, then you beat Stony Brook, and then you get some revenge on Lake George for the program's first ever state championship. I'll never forget it. Just such a cool moment seeing the team hoist the New York State Championship plaque up in the air and seeing Dustin Mondix holding it up. Something special, that's for sure. Todd, as always, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Really do appreciate the time. Be well, be healthy out there, and hopefully we'll be seeing you out there soon, okay?
Yeah, same to you guys. And I appreciate everything you guys do, not only for our school, but all of the athletes and coaches in this area. You know, we really appreciate it. You guys do a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that, too. Todd, thanks so much, okay?
All right, take care now.
All right, you too. Really appreciate it. That's Todd Mulvaney, head coach of the 2017 Moravia Blue Devils boys basketball team, honoring our teams of the decade from the Moravia Blue Devils, presented by Modern Market in Moravia and All Night Trucking and Glenview Graphics. BTL is back after this.